This is a duplicating tape of Mrs. Marie L. Louis. Tape one. This is a 90-minute duplication to a 60-minute tape.
May 24, 1980. This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. My name is Bernice Sam. I'm about to interview a lady by the name of Mrs. Marie Louis. Will you please tell me your name and where you live?
Marie Louis. I live in Los Angeles, California.
The address, please?
5416 Valley Ridge Avenue, Los Angeles.
Marie, where did your parents come from?
My father was born in Canton, China, and my mother was born in Ventura, California.
Do you know what part of Canton your father came from?
Huiping.
In the village? Oh,
Huiping.
Oh. How old was he when he first came to America?
Oh, I really don't know.
Approximately.
probably in his 40s, I think.
Uh-huh. And what kind of work was he doing in China before he came?
He was an herbalist. And when he came here, he also was an herbalist.
Do you know why he wanted to come to America?
Probably, like everyone else, to seek his fortune. And probably someone else may have come and told him that America was the place to be.
So, after your father came to America, he opened up a place and practiced herbs.
Selling Chinese herbs. I think he was in with a Caucasian person who also was in herbs. And it was near downtown at 9th and Hill Street.
9th and Hill, huh? Mm-hmm. How long did they work together with this Caucasian?
Oh, I really don't know. This was way before I was born, so I don't know how many years, but quite a number of years, and then later on he had his own place.
But do you remember when your parents were married?
1910.
When were you born, or where were you born?
In Los Angeles, California.
And approximately how, your age, Marie?
52.
Oh, you're young.
Oh, no.
What kind of language do you speak at home, Maria?
Chinese and English, but as we were young, we spoke Chinese to give us the background and so that we wouldn't forget it, I suppose. And I've never regretted it. I'm glad that I did learn Chinese at home.
Apparently, your mother speaks Chinese too.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone to a Chinese school?
Not really. Not until I was at USC did I take classes in Chinese. But as a child, we lived far from Chinatown, and so it wasn't convenient to go. So I didn't study Chinese after school like many people did.
When you were young, living?
When I was born, I was on Hill and near Pico and Hill, near downtown area. Then we moved to 48th and near Broadway, and then one other time on Main Street, and then here. So actually, my whole life, I've only moved about four times, which compared to other people, we've lived more or less in the same area.
Where did you go to junior high, Marie?
John Adams Junior High School.
Oh. And how about high school?
High school was Manual Arts.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Then after that, did you go on to USC? Did you graduate from USC?
Yes, I did. Majored in sociology.
Oh.
1949.
Then after graduation, what did you do?
I worked in the library at the USC Doheny Library for about 15 years. And then later on, after we bought a house, I felt there was a lot to do at home and wanted to spend more time at home. So left the library.
But what made you choose your job as a librarian?
Well, at the time I graduated, it was with the GIs had just gotten back from the World War II, and job hunting was very, very difficult. Competition was very difficult. And without a master's, it was hard to find anything in my field. So I worked at the library, and I enjoyed it and stayed.
Would you like to change job if you had the opportunity?
No, I was quite happy with the library. I was quite enjoyed it and met a lot of nice friends. And I don't think I would like to change.
When you were in elementary school, did you have trouble with other students who were not Chinese?
No. In fact, I think in elementary school, I was one of the few Chinese in the whole school, and perhaps later on there were two or three more, but it was mostly Caucasian people at the time.
How about the teachers? Were they Chinese or Caucasians?
They were all Caucasians, I would say. Most were ladies more than men, elderly ladies.
And when you went on to high school, like Manual Arts High School, did you have any problems with other students?
No.
With teachers?
No. It was wartime then, and there was a lot of activity, raising money for war bonds. And I think I had a lot of fun in high school. I enjoyed it.
How about college?
In college was nice. I had more Chinese student friends and Caucasian. That was a nice experience.
You mentioned about studying Chinese after you entered USC. What made you decide to take a class in Chinese?
Oh, I felt that I would like to learn to read and write, and had a very good teacher, Mr. Wan, and also Dr. Chen. And I was quite interested in learning to be able to read a little anyway and write very little. I took a class in calligraphy, and I enjoyed it.
So in your life so far, did you associate with more Chinese or non-Chinese?
Well, a little of both. In school, I think most of my classmates were non-Chinese, and then socially, clubs, some were Chinese.
Did you ever associate with black people?
Yes, we have many black friends now, and even before in school, I've known black people.
And now you have blacks for neighbors.
For neighbors, yes. Very good people.
How about Chicanos?
Not too many. I've known Chicanos in school, classmates, and still keep up the friendship through Christmas cards.
Now, Marie, did you feel that you are more Chinese or American, even though you were born in America? How do you feel?
Well, physically, of course, there's no other way, but in thought, sometimes a little of each, really, being American-born, I think a little of each.
Did you ever feel sorry for being a Chinese?
Oh, no, not at all.
Now, when you were little, at home, did you ever agree with your family about Chinese things, or American things, or...
Yes, I think I agree with Chinese things. I like to eat American food sometimes, and to us, my father was very traditional, and he liked Chinese food. So the only time we had American food was Christmas and Thanksgiving, and I sort of look forward to American dinners. But now we eat about half-half or whatever suits our mood at the time.
How many brothers or sisters do you have, Marie?
I have one brother and two sisters.
Well, there's only four of you. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that your father was a herbalist. At home, when someone was sick, do you people go for herb medicine to get
yes,
well?
Yes, we did, yes. Especially I remember the dark black tea that tasted terribly bitter, but it was wonderful for getting rid of a cold, very fast relief for colds. And I remember taking that.
Did you ever reject it? Those
it wasn't tasty, tea? But it did the job.
So in other words, you listen to your parents.
Yes,
whatever
I
they
think
say
so.
Is good for you.
Mm-hmm,
then.
At that time.
Mm-hmm. But now, do you still take those herbs?
No, I take the American, but I've just heard recently that there's a very good pill for colds and available in Chinatown, and I've been trying to buy some a friend told me about. So
did you know the name?
I think she said Da Mao Pian or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked about it. They were out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm anxious to try again.
Now, at home, do you ever eat any medicine-oriented food, like using herb to cook
soup?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You
yes,
still
I do?
Yes,
I do. Yes, I do.
What is your favorite?
Lok mei tong.
Lok mei.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
The main thing that we use, well, sometimes we use different types of, I don't know if you really call them herbs, but things to go into soups, like gei ji.
Now, all in all, did your family like to see movies for recreation?
Yes.
What do they usually do?
Yes, my father liked American movies. He especially liked Charlie Chaplin and Harold Lloyd. And when my mother and father were newly married, they lived near downtown and were close to the Orpheum Theater. And on Sundays, they often went to the Orpheum for vaudeville and movie. And that was their main recreation, other than going to the park or something.
And of course, all the children went along with them.
Yes.
But right now, what do you do for recreation? Mahjong, music, go to the ball game?
Well, we like movies sometimes when they're good movies. Sometimes to a slide presentation to see travelogues. Park or family get-togethers.
Even now you go to parks?
Not for a long time, but or a beach or something, a small beach or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's like in the Marina del Rey area, like a little beach that we like to visit.
Have you ever been back to China?
Yes, as an infant, 19 months old, my parents brought me back to China. We stayed about a year. I don't remember too much of it, actually, 19 months old.
But then I don't suppose you have any friends or relatives in China that you correspond with?
Not too much.
Now, did your father and mother correspond with Chinese back home long time ago?
To their relatives. Mm-hmm. Not my mother, because my mother's relatives were all here. But my father, yes, he often wrote letters home.
Mm-hmm.
Uncles.
Now, you probably don't, but did your father join any Chinese associations in Chinatown?
Probably, yes, the Four Families Association, Lao Guanzhongjiu. And also, I think a Chinese herbalist, Chouyaohui.
Do you know if he had to pay some dues?
I imagine. I really don't know. I know he had to give donations. So I don't know if it's a regular due or whether it's a donation. Help in building the building in Chinatown.
Oh, that would be considered one of the activities then, I suppose. Huh?
Yes.
Now, do you consider California has quite a few families or people who are active in Los Angeles Chinatown?
Yeah.
Which ones do you think are very popular?
Well, it comes to mind the Lee family that has Man Chen Lao. In the papers I've often seen one of the family members speaking out about Chinese people. And they've lived in Los Angeles many, many years, for many generations. Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to know them or anyone of them well?
Well, not really well. Well, I our family knew their family, their parents.
Mm-hmm.
As a child, I visited them.
Why do you suppose they were so important in Chinatown?
Probably because they've been established so long there. They had a restaurant. And also there are other families that have come a long time, have lived in Los Angeles a long time. Like the Suhu family, for instance, that my mother knew quite well, grew up with.
Then after the Second World War, who would you consider an important Chinese or Chinese family after the Second World War?
I really can't answer that as far as important.
And then before the war, do you happen to know what kind of jobs that the Chinese worked on?
Probably many were in restaurants, had laundries, curio shops, I suppose. But I think it was after the war that many went into defense work, and probably many stayed on after. Things were a little better for them.
Were there any jobs that were all Chinese working in there?
Well, perhaps at some of the restaurants, it seems to me the staff is all Chinese rather than mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Things in a restaurant.
Yeah, there's one more.
Oh, and laundry, of course.
Now, Do you happen to know how much they were making before the war?
Oh, I really would have no idea. Mm-hmm. But I know my father used to speak of somebody making over $100 a month, and that was considered quite good in his estimation compared to for the time.
Now, at that time, were most Chinese live among themselves or near China?
Yes, I would say they did. Later, they moved outwards and to other areas. And then as they moved to other areas, then more and more would follow through, it seemed.
But what do you suppose the Chinese like to live among themselves? Close to Chinatown at that time. What do you suppose?
Why they live close to Chinatown? Probably for language. Because of the language, they're able to communicate when they go to the store. They're able to buy the products that they need for their use, cooking and so on.
Now, when people came to America, they worked and they saved the money. What did most of them do with the money? Did they gamble it away or send it back to China or put it in the bank, or what did they do?
Well, some of them may have gambled it away. I think probably most of them saved it for their children's education. And they sent some to China, to their parents or relatives. And some probably saved it to buy a house. Well, they felt that it's important to have a home, to own a home.
When you were younger, did you follow your family to Chinatown often?
Yes. I think every Sunday we usually went to Chinatown to buy groceries, and my father bought herbs from the wholesale herb supply store. So we did go, I think, quite often.
Do you happen to remember what Chinatown looked like when you were a teenager?
Well, I remember the old Chinatown where the Union Station was. There was a railroad train that went through Alameda Street, and we would go there to buy groceries. I remember Cui Fa Lao that was on the corner, and a few of the restaurants, some stores, and then later on, as the Union Station was built, the Chinese moved to North Spring Street, I believe, and there were some stores there, and then later on the new Chinatown as we know it now.
Now, the new Chinatown was started when?
About 1939,
38. Yeah, just before like the Second World War. Now, do you happen to know of any Chinese who were in politics in China?
In China? No, not personally. Probably my father spoke of different people, and I remember certain names he'd mentioned, but we didn't know anybody.
Now, did many Chinese feel that they had obligations in China?
Yes, I think many did. They felt they had to send money back to the village or to relatives. I think the village people probably depended on people in America to support them.
You know, the Depression started in,
1929
or so. Were the Chinese in Los Angeles affected by the Depression?
I imagine they were. I was quite young then, but I imagine it
too.
And you have no idea whether they had enough money to live on or not during that time.
I really don't know. Like if they had a hard time like everybody else, I would imagine. Mm. Perhaps even more so. But less opportunity for work.
Now, did you ever feel there was hostility towards Chinese in Los Angeles?
Yes, somewhat, especially in homes when you moved into an all-white neighborhood sometimes. The neighbors were a little suspicious, and it was because of ignorance, I would say. Because they didn't know you, then they were afraid. They probably had preconceptions of Chinese being mysterious and so on. I know we lived in a house on 48th Street, and when we first moved in, the neighbors were talking and said, oh, Chinese are allowed to buy a home? I didn't think they could, and so on. And they were not too friendly, although we tried to be friendly and say hello, but they would either cross the street when they saw us or just say hello very without much feeling. But one day our neighbor got locked out of the house and we saw them struggling to get in. So we helped them by loaning them tools. And ever since that, then they were very, very friendly to us.
Now, about what year would you
put it? Was 1933, about.
33, now, how did you feel about people so hostile to Chinese?
Well, I was rather young then, but we just sort of kept to ourselves.
And how did you respond to it?
We sort of kept to ourselves and didn't bother them much. But later on, as the years grew by, they got very, very friendly, and we were very good friends. By the time, several years later, we were very good friends. It's just after they got to know us more.
Now, would you consider the Chinese to have done better or worse than the general population in Los Angeles? In general.
Mm-hmm. I think they have done better. They've always tried to educate the children so that they would have a better life.
Have you ever compared the Chinese with the Jewish people in the way of doing business?
I really haven't thought of that.
Have you ever heard of people making such comparison?
No, not really.
As far as you know, where did most of the Chinese men meet their wives?
Well, I think the older men, probably, they were matched when they were in China. They probably had the matchmaker or relatives refer them to somebody, and they met in that way. But the younger people probably met them in school or social activities, just like any other people, like anybody else.
Mm-hmm. As far as you know, did many Chinese went back to China to get married?
Yes, some did.
Why do you suppose they had to go back to get married?
Probably the Chinese from China would like someone that had similar cultural backgrounds and could speak. speak Chinese, and so they probably went back because of that. But also during World War II, I think I've known of many men who were in the service, and they met girls in China and brought them back as what we call GI brides. Even American-born as well as China-born.
Now, were the American-born Chinese